Marky Mark joint.
It's the Marky Mark joint.
And yeah. It is, you want to talk about a guy who has come all the way
circle.
Around. I mean,
full circle.
Big guy.
I still call him Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
But not to his face, you don't.
No, mm-hmm. Of course not. No.
He's a man.
He is.
He's 40.
He is. And I love everything that he does. I mean, every movie that he's put out really has been a really good movie, including this one.
You got a straw up in here, bro?
Yeah.
Right there. Sorry to interrupt.
No,
go ahead.
It's all right. It's all good. So, Lone Survivor, Marky Mark. Mark Wahlberg, Emily Hirsch, Ben
Emile.
Foster.
Emile.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Emile Hirsch.
His sister's also a good actor, though.
She's fantastic.
Ben Foster and Eric Bana. This movie revolves around four guys that get dropped into the hills of Afghanistan on a recon mission to take out a important Taliban leader. So basically the movie starts out a little slow, but it's building – their characters, really, building up, the camaraderie between the Marines and, how they're trained. And the first scenes of the movie is actual training footage from the Marines. And you can see, it's basically setting up how tough these guys are, right?
Hmm.
So they get briefed, get dropped into Afghanistan. Everything is going fine. And then all of a sudden, it's compromised, right? So there's only four of them on the ground. Everyone else is back on base. Very intense. Once they get the mission becomes compromised, it just goes insanely wrong.
100 miles an hour, too?
Yeah, absolutely, till the end of the movie. I mean, a lot of headshots, just kind of like you see first game player type headshots, mm-hmm. Through the scopes. I mean, it's very, very intense. The acting was superb. You really kind of get into the movie as far as start to feel for these guys and their determination. I mean, that's what really stood out to me was how determined that these guys are, knowing that they're in a no-win situation. Movie was outstanding. I thought the acting was great. It didn't have any of the frills or anything like that. It's one of those war movies that is a war movie. Mm-hmm. It's not. It doesn't have all the frills and things like that. I mean, it gets down. It's real nitty-gritty. I really, really enjoyed it. At the end of it, really felt for the guys. Overall, I mean, 4 out of 5 bananas. I mean, I would go see it again. I thought it was that great. Yeah, I thought it was that great.
4 out of 5.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
When's the last time you saw a war movie at the theater more than once?
It was probably Saving Private Ryan.
Me too.
Yeah, and this one compares to it. I mean, it's not as long as Saving Private Ryan. It doesn't have as much detail as that movie did. I mean, this one, like I said, is bare bones military. Just really shows how tough, and then also shows the enemy that these guys are against. I mean, it really shows how brutal it can be in Afghanistan. I mean, it paints a really, really.
If
good
I teared up at the end, am I still a big sissy?
No, because I did too. And I knew the guys.
You're a sissy for.
I'm a sissy anyways.
Did you see it, Matt?
I saw it.
Yeah,
I saw it the day after it came out.
Really?
It was,
yeah, I mean, it was.
It was.
I think there was.
You don't have to try to one up
the place.
Him, dude.
I do. Yeah. When did you see it?
I saw it actually yesterday.
I saw it, a long time before that. Yeah.
You're so much better than him.
But I saw Jack Ryan this weekend, and after seeing Lone Survivor, I was like, there's just no comparison.
No.
Why did I waste my time with Jack?
I don't know why you're trying to compare those two
Costner,
anyway.
Yeah, I mean,
they're action movies.
I'm a Costner fan anyway, so.
They're both action movies, admittedly.
Yeah, yeah. But this one, if you wanted to go see a war movie with a really good story that kind of gets right to the point, this is it. This is definitely one to go
it's
see.
It's intense, huh?
It's
not,
very
not,
intense.
Not a lighthearted frolic.
No, not at all. A lot of, of course you're going to get the
gore and things
like that.
I keep waiting for the movie based on a lighthearted frolic through Afghanistan to come out. That'll be a good one.
No.
Not happening.
No, not happening. Never.
So 4 bananas, officially.
Yeah, officially 4 bananas. I would go see it again. Don't wait till it comes out. Go see it in the theaters.
Hmm.
It was a really good movie. Marky Mark does a great job. And the movie you would think that the movie would revolve just around him, seeing as he's the main character. Not the case.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So.
See Liv? I'm going to take my kid to the movie, so I'll be looking forward to see that soon. So that'll be good. Parker went to see Hercules, maybe?
Mm.
Is that out now?
Yeah,
apparently
it is
that
out.
Was one of the worst movies ever reviewed.
And
on
he's
IMDb.
Like one of the only people that went and saw it.
He didn't hate it that much, but he's a kid.
Was it in 3D?
He thinks frozen chicken nuggets are good too, so he doesn't really know.
They made the preview to that one. The newest preview you see on TV look like it's this manly movie with Hercules bashing things, but if you watch the one on IMDb, the original one, it's all a love story. And then they probably got terrible reviews from it and decided to change it up, and that's why it's one of the worst.
It's basically
ever.
My Little Ponies.
Yeah. That's what it is now.
But not as hardcore.
Have you seen the trailer for the follow-up to 300?
Yes.
Yeah,
301.
Yeah, it's really good.
I don't know how Zack Snyder gets his movies to look like that. but they look
they've
the
got
same.
A look to them, don't they?
They do have
they
a look
just
to
have
them.
This feel to them. That
yes.
I mean,
I'm gonna go through that 300 workout though. I want to see my abs. I would like to meet my abs before I die.
Did that trailer?
I've never seen mine, so I mean,
I just—it's like
no
I always say.
Like.
Two things I take
they're
on faith.
They're there, right? You know that they're
yeah, they're
somewhere.
There. I just, yeah, yeah. I just
two things
layer
I take on faith:
Jesus
them. Christ and my abs. I've never met either one, and I just assume they're both there.
Speaking
so.
Of Jesus Christ, they've got a movie coming out that Son of God that looks really good. I saw a trailer for it before I saw Lone Survivor.
It's the Americanized yeah, version yeah. of Jesus, though.
Yeah. I hope it's. I'll tell you what, man.
It looked good. It looked
the Passion
solid.
Of the Christ. I've only seen once, and that was one of those
it's
things where
intense.
I'm like, I can't watch this again. Mm-hmm. It just. I felt really bad at the end of it, and it was really depressing and really sad. And
it make you feel like
I was kind of hoping to feel uplifted at the end.
That's what
but
I was.
I didn't.
Yeah, but yeah, you I just didn't. Don't feel it. No.
The thing I liked about the Son of God trailer at the end, he goes, "I'm coming soon," using a line from. The movie, but making it like the movie's coming soon, but really it's Jesus saying it.
I see it. I see you working.
It's clever.
Yeah. It is.
Mark. The movie's coming soon.
Oh, we sound great.
Mark.
Hello. Mark?
Hello.
Hello.
Mark, don't act surprised. You've been waiting on hold for a few minutes now. You knew we were coming to you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this part's for Bon Live. I think the thing, the song you're looking for is "I Want to Hold Your Hand."
All right, Mark, I'm going to give you some Tropical Smoothie Cafe if Chris Kane can answer this question.
Okay.
Oh, this is not good.
On the spot.
Chris, name the four Beatles.
George, Ringo, Paul, and John.
Ding, 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 ding.
I got an elephant's
Mark,
brain, Justin. An elephant's brain.
Luckily for you, Chris did not screw up your Tropical Smoothie Cafe, so enjoy it, my man.
You know what this song's really about, right?
Come
on, I want to hold your hand. We all know what they're talking about.
Those aren't pillows. All right, so what did you bring in today, Jason?
Well, I brought you guys some of your normal favorites. Mm. I brought in the Jamaican Jerk Wrap, which is always a favorite at Tropical Smoothie.
That's so right. So in honor good. Of the bobsled yeah. team making the Olympics.
I heard about that.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. It's
yeah.
in.
It's in.
Although, how hard can it be? Because Lolo Jones is on the U.S. Women's Olympic bobsled team. Did you see this? Yep, that's right. Maybe she's finally found a sport she's good at.
So she's doubling. She's doing the summer and the winter Olympics now? Yeah,
well,
is that right?
Just the winter, it looks
just
like.
Well, yeah.
She didn't do too well in the summer
sure,
Olympics.
That's right.
The only problem is she keeps hurdling the sled, which apparently is frowned upon.
So. Old habits are hard to break, aren't
no
they?
Doubt. No doubt. I'm sorry, what else did you bring?
Well, let's see. We brought the Jamaican Jerk. I brought in a couple of the King Caesars. Of course, we're still working with the curry chicken that we have out right now, which has been pretty popular. As far as the smoothies, I brought you guys your favorites. I brought the Peanut Paradise, which is a favorite, the Island Green here for Chris. And then me and Matt are doing the Acai Berry Boost, the super fruit smoothies, I guess you could say. A little energizer in them. So
interesting.
Get us up and going.
A little it's mix. Berry good.
Yeah, a little mix. Just a little bit of everything. It's berry good. That's
berry
I
good.
Like
I
it.
See
I
working.
Like it.
Note to the dismissive Chris Kane, who has no respect for Ringo Starr, one of the greatest drummers in the history of the world. Tim Jackson says Paul and Ringo are performing together at the Grammys this year, Mr. Big Mouth.
Wonderful. Wow. That's great.
Oh, I think that's great.
Bit
of a reunion.
Well, it's about time they start playing together again.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
So,
it's about that time.
Don't tell me he's
I'm telling you, I went to go see Paul play in Memphis 6 months ago or so. One of the best shows I've ever seen.
Yeah.
One of the best shows.
Why couldn't it have been Ringo that somebody asked to get ketchup?
No, 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 no. We're not going to do that. Ringo's a highly talented drummer. And you know what? I gained a whole new level of respect for him because there's a guy that I know who's a very good drummer who is the drummer for the Black Crowes, and his all-time idol is Ringo Starr. So if the guy was a slappy drummer, I would assume that Steve Gorman wouldn't think he was pretty good.
True.
Totally changed my perspective. True. Ringo Starr recognized for lifetime of peace and love. The David Lynch Foundation honored him Monday night. So take that, Chris Kane. Stick it in your pipe. Sit on your little fence and have a toke.
You know what? I need to go to Colorado or Washington to do that, and I will.
You can smoke tobacco. So Lolo Jones, one of the three pushers for the U.S. women's bobsled team, headed to... the Olympics. Oh, there you go. You threw me off there, Matt. Changed my music on me. Give me a little Ringo. She is a second-year member of the team. We know that. Anyway, so just don't hurdle the sled. You ought to be fine. And apparently the Jamaican team has not officially qualified. The top 30, I guess, go, and they were 30th in the world. but the International Bobsleigh and Skeleton Federation announces the field of competition officially, so they haven't done that yet, but I guess they're assuming they're there. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Rumor has it they'll be training in Colorado, where they'll be
that's perfect
comfortable,
fit. Exactly.
As it were.
Perfect fit.
Oh, yeah, man. We're going to Colorado, man. Because they've got good snow and rum, man. Not, they legalized it, man? Gravy! I could not stop.